Today, I want to talk about a word that most Dayton students have grown sick of hearing. You probably already know what word I'm talking about right now. That's right. Community.
And maybe for you, community sounds something like this.
But this summer, I got to experience the global community of the Marianist Order firsthand and redefine what community means to me. The Marianists have created a definition of community that I find to be profound. This summer, they have shown me immense generosity, what it means to be a person of not only faith, but action, and they have shown me that I have a connection with a global community. My name is Elizabeth Elward, and today for the bicentennial of the foundation of the Society of Mary, I'm going to be sharing my experience of the Marianist Orders in India over this past summer. It can sometimes be challenging to understand who the Marianists are besides the occasional professor or campus minister. So I asked Megan Crawley, one of the leaders on my trip and a campus minister here at Dayton, to describe in her words what being a Marianist means.
Well, I think it means a lot of different things. But I guess the thing that I think about in relation to the relationship with the Marianists is the idea of, like, reading the signs of the times. To be a Catholic and a Marianist means addressing issues and things that you're seeing in the world, and acting in community with other Christians. So, like, to me, being a Marianist means, like, reading the signs of the times and, like, really looking at the world around me with, like, both, like, a critical and a loving lens. So, like, seeing what is going on in the world and addressing it with love and compassion.
It becomes clear, after talking to anyone that has a passion for the Marianist Order, that community is synonymous with Marianist values. Reading the signs of the times is such a great way to put into words what these brothers and sisters are doing for their community. They've built schools and computer learning centers for underprivileged children, and have made education accessible where it wouldn't have been otherwise. It's astonishing to see the communal impact that they are making. An aspect of my redefinition of community that would be very hard to overlook from the Marianists I encountered this summer would be their unending generosity and hospitality. It was hard not to feel like I was part of this community because of their ability to welcome us without hesitation. I talked to Katie Grundich, a junior sociology major, who also went on the trip and had a similar experience with the Marianists and their generosity.
Going into it, I knew that we were living with Marianists pretty much the whole time, and I was a little nervous just because I personally am not religious, so I didn't know if that would be kind of an issue or if it would be harder to connect. But day one, like, as soon as we got there, I knew it was already going to be, like, super hard to leave just because they were super kind and welcoming and just so happy that we were there. And then as the days went by, we started to form such a strong bond in such a short amount of time. And I think that does have to do with the Marianists and their sense of community and welcoming.
Another aspect that I could not leave out without losing the embodiment of these Marianists is their dedication to their surrounding community. There is no way to overstate their compassion and devotion to making lives better. Here, Megan Crawley again explains how the Marianists in India have inspired her.
So I think the Marianists, and specifically the Marianists in India, inspired my own faith life of just, like, yeah, being loving, compassionate actors in the world and being active in my community and, you know, my own life.
The final piece of my new definition of community isn't as tangible as their hospitality or social justice work. It wasn't until I got home that I realized how amazing it is that I'm connected to a global network. Going to a Marianist school entrenches you into a global community. Sister Laura Lemming is probably one of the best people you can talk to about this. She has been a Marianist sister for almost 40 years, teaches sociology here at the University of Dayton, and has traveled to India with and without the university multiple times. Here she describes her favorite picture. It was taken when the first Marianist sisters came to India.
There were six FMIs in India. None of us were from India, and we were from five different countries. So it's like, for me, it's the picture that shows. It's funny that I didn't wear my cross today. But you know how the Marianist cross has the rounded M mm-hmm. on it? And I was taught as a young sister that the part of what the rounded M was how we embrace the world. And I think that is, you know, a really great image for me. That picture just says, okay, there's six FMIs from five countries starting the mission in India. So that was pretty exciting.
This idea of the M as a symbol for how you embrace the world really encapsulates my experiences and understanding of the Marianist this summer. I'm going to end this podcast with a song. This is a Hindi song they sang in one of the masses we attended in Ranchi. Listening to it, for me, brings back the love and faith that I witnessed over the summer. Special thanks to Katie Grundich, Megan Crowley, and Sister Laura Lemming for their insightful stories. This podcast was brought to you by Flyer News.